This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. For the past 3 months, the military has been holding hearings for about 550 foreign-born detainees being held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The administrative hearings were quickly devised following the Supreme Court decision last July that ruled the Guantanamo prisoners could challenge their detentions in U.S. courts. Last week, NPR's Jackie Northam attended several such hearings and has this report from Guantanamo Bay.
There are a series of gates and security checks that everyone must go through when they enter the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay. Not far from the main gate is a set of double-wide trailers. This is where hearings are held every day to determine whether detainees should be held as enemy combatants. On Saturday, a 27-year-old Yemeni man sat in a chair in one of the trailer's small rooms. His hands and legs were shackled. He did not have a lawyer present. On his left was a military translator. Sitting in front of him were three military officers who presided over the hearing. To date, just over 320 status review tribunals have been held. There are a number of decisions pending, but so far only one detainee has been found not to be an enemy combatant and was sent home. Captain Juno Jameson, the officer in charge of the tribunals, says every prisoner at Guantanamo will have his case heard, whether they attend or not.
Some of the detainees, you can tell right away that there's no way they want to be involved. But, you know, some of them just don't know. They just don't know whether they should or whether they shouldn't attend.
Jameson says so far about one-third of the detainees have refused to attend their hearings. The young Yemeni prisoner did appear in front of the tribunal, but many times he looked as though he was questioning his decision. He often smiled in disbelief as he was asked to explain questions included in the unclassified evidence. That included allegations that he was recruited by an Islamic charity in Pakistan, which the U.S. government says has ties to Al-Qaeda. The detainee repeatedly asked for proof of his guilt. He also requested documentation about the charity, evidence which the panel said was classified. Unlike many detainees, the Yemeni prisoner did not request a witness to appear on his behalf. Captain Jameson says some of the detainees asked for witnesses from their home countries, witnesses who are often hard to locate.
You can't pick them up and call them on the phone because they don't have a phone. And sometimes the directions are to, drive east from this town towards that town, and it's a day's travel. When you get there, just ask for anyone, and then they'll give you the directions for where the witness is.
Jameson says that out of the more than 50 requests, the State Department has tried to locate 10 overseas witnesses. So far, none have appeared at the tribunals, but several have supplied affidavits. Jameson says most detainees will give oral statements during the hearing, and he says will often admit to multiple offenses. And that's the problem, say many legal experts. Under tribunal rules, the detainees are not allowed legal representation. Instead, they have what the military calls a personal representative, a military officer who is supposed to help but has no allegiance to the detainee. Colonel David McWilliams, a military spokesman, says the detainees are aware that anything they say in the tribunals can be used against them.
There is no guarantee of, or there is no confidentiality between the representative and the detainee, and therefore information obtained in that process could in fact move to other processes.
Those processes came up last week during the military trial for David Hicks, a 29-year-old Australian facing war crimes charges in a courtroom on the other side of Guantanamo. Josh Dreitel, Hicks' civilian lawyer, said there was a question as to whether Hicks should run the risk of self-incrimination by taking part in the status review hearing.
Well, there was a decision as to whether to allow David to appear in a proceeding for which we thought was essentially a kangaroo court designed merely to rubber stamp an enemy combatant status for him.
Hicks took his lawyer's advice and did not go to his review hearing. It went on without him. His case file, which like that of the other detainees, contains large amounts of classified material, will be sent to Washington for review. It'll be up to the federal courts to decide if the status review tribunals are enough to satisfy the Supreme Court ruling that the Guantanamo prisoners be given the opportunity to challenge their detention. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.